lively sounds of cueca, Chile's typical folk music, a barefoot beauty queen dances about in a giant vat of grapes. It's the kickstart of this year's grape harvest festival, La Fiesta de la Vendimia. The ceremonial squish is followed by a massive wine tasting event in the main plaza of the town of Santa Cruz, in the heart of the Colchagua Valley. The region's 20 vineyards have set up booths for visitors, many of them foreigners, to sample their wares. Eagerly buzzing about were Lisa Castillo and Carolyn Turpin, Americans working in Santiago.
Beautiful.
We do an awful lot of wine tasting as individuals.
Now that you mention it.
If you bring it up, yes, we do an awful lot of wine tasting.
No, this is the country to do it in, that's for sure.
Out in the sun-kissed valleys, the harvest is in full swing. Pickers carefully work their way down the seemingly endless rows of green, snipping the precious vines at the stem. 200 kilometers south of Chile's capital, the Colchagua Valley begins at the foothills of the Andes mountain chain and extends towards the Pacific Ocean. Last year, the renowned wine magazine Wine Enthusiast named Colchagua the world's top wine region. So it may come as no surprise that this valley has seen a flurry of foreign investment in recent years, particularly from old world wine producers, seeking to branch out, so to speak. Alejandro Hartwig is president of the Colchagua Vintners Association.
You know, it's no secret to anybody that a lot of the important brands in the world that have their commercial channels working for them know that it's a globalized world and people want to drink wines from different parts of the world. So they want a piece of Chile as well. They want a piece of other New World countries as well.
The Colchagua Valley has seen big French investment in the Casa La Postol and Los Vascos vineyards. Los Vascos was created in 1988 when France's Domaine Baron de Rothschild teamed up with Chile's Viña Santa Rita. It's provided them a huge market, says Enrique Márquez, agricultural manager for Los Vascos. He said, today a bottle of Chateau Lafite is number one in the world. It's a brand and a family name that has weight. The strength of Los Vascos sales is DBR, Domaine Baron de Rothschild, which manages the distribution and sales of all the wines in its group. They've bought in Argentina, Portugal, and Chile, and of course that benefits us. And getting access to such exclusive markets is what makes it worthwhile for Chile, says Carlos Cardoen. He owns the Santa Cruz Vineyard and Hotel.
Oh, yes, we are interested. But somebody who will bring not only money. Banks have plenty of money here. Credit is available. So what we need more than money is partners, as I said, who will incorporate experience, technology, and market.
And that's happening to a large extent. In 2005, another joint venture was launched in the Colchagua Valley. Spanish vintner Castillo de Maluenda teamed up with a local Chilean producer to create Viña Santa Eliana. In fact, almost all of Chile's main valleys have some European ownership. The Itata Valley is home to the Swiss creation Viña Tierra y Fuego. In the Maipo Valley, Italians have bought stakes in the vineyards El Principal and Viña Aras de Pirque. And the Cachapoal Valley has attracted French investments in Viña Alter and Chateau Los Boldos. Hartwig says the reason is simple.
Because right now we have certain advantages that are appealing to them. Land is less expensive here. Also, the cost of production is lower here. And the climate is evidently better than in most parts of the world. So these advantages are attractive.
And the interest isn't only coming from Europe. In the 1990s, U.S. capital gave birth to the Calina, Veramonte, and Caliterra wineries. In 1998, Australian wine producer Mildara Blas partnered with Viña Santa Carolina to produce the Dallas Conte brand. Even Canada has gotten into the game. Ontario's Magnata Winery started buying land in Chile's Maipo Valley in 1997. Today, it actually owns 140 hectares in Chile, twice the size of its Ontario vineyards. While Chile doesn't keep stats on this kind of investment, the marketing agency Wines of Chile believes the trend is growing. And why not, when Chilean wine exports are increasing by more than 15% every year? Canada is now the fourth biggest importer of Chilean wine. It imported more than $52 million worth last year, a 25% increase over the $41 million in 2003. And with the quality of Chilean wines improving, that number is expected to grow even further. For the Business Network, I'm Jen Ross in Chile's Colchagua Valley.